According to San Luis Coastal Unified School District, the aging sites in Morro Bay and Los Osos are now being leased by a few smaller schools and even a fire station. Modernizing the campuses would cost the district $20 to $30 million, according to a master plan updated in 2022.
It's not a financially prudent thing for the district to continue to lease the sites and put, you know, tens of millions of dollars into those properties. That would not be a good use of public funds.
That's Ryan Pinkerton, an assistant superintendent with the district. Pinkerton also said even if enrollment suddenly increases, the district would still have space for its students.
The Del Mar Elementary School, our current elementary school that's running, I think when I first started here 15 years ago, we had over 500 students at that campus. They currently have about 225.
The sites are not for sale yet. First, the district has to go through a process to declare the sites as surplus. Then it will need to reach out to public agencies that are interested in purchasing the properties. That's a process that can take at least 120 days, says Pinkerton. Then the sites will be listed for sale. So far, the district is in talks with the city of Morro Bay over the Morro Elementary site and reached out to the county of San Luis Obispo over the Sunnyside Elementary site in Los Osos. For KCBX News, I'm Gabriela Fernandez.